Portugal the Man on Mix 97. Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in. Wednesday morning conversation. Today we're talking about self-discipline and why is self-discipline important?
Well, I really can't emphasize how important it is enough. You know, a study published from the University of Chicago followed 1,000 children from birth to age 32. So that's a really big study, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And the study found that childhood self-control predicts physical health, substance dependence, personal finances, and criminal offending outcomes. So they considered intelligence and social class, and they allowed for mistakes during adolescence. So they controlled for certain factors. And they also studied 500 siblings. And compared, even though they had the same background, you know, did self-discipline relate to success? So I'm just going to summarize what those findings are. To be direct, if you have better self-control, you are likely to have better physical health, less substance abuse, more money, and less likely to be charged criminally. So those are all very, very important things. And we need to pay attention to those things for our own kids and in our school system. Because as parents, you know, we try to get kids to develop habits that lead to self-discipline. Teachers are trying to do the same thing. I actually spoke to a teacher, Mr. Dwayne Lambert, and he's at Eastside Secondary, and he was talking about different economic systems to the class. And then he talked to them about, you know, how their feelings about certain professions and what those looked like. And many of them said certain professions, you know, were rich or certain professions had a better standard of living. And he asked them to try to back the bus up essentially to how did those people get there. And really what the whole conversation was about is self-discipline, yeah. And what sets apart people from others. And so here's what I guess I'm worried about. I'm worried that some current approaches, you know, which we've talked about, like rescuing teens and kids from natural outcomes, has the opposite effect. So if speaking in class causes you anxiety and the teacher is instructed not to ask the person questions or address bad behavior in front of the class, behavioral habits are going to develop that are contrary to self-discipline. Right? Because some things make us uncomfortable. And if we don't plow through those at an early age, it's going to be very difficult to plow through them as an adult. And then we come right back to what Orlena pointed out as a problem initially, which is people get uncomfortable and then they won't do it. So they stop working their plan. Mm. And as soon as you stop working your plan, you're not reaching those goals.
So like making your kids bed because they don't want to make it is not actually a good thing for your kid. If your kid doesn't want to make the bed and then you start making the bed for the kid, then what, you know, what is that message sending to the kid?
That's right. If that's the plan in your household, you know, where this is what we do to create self-discipline, that's, yeah, you follow through with it. You know, and I'm not saying you don't be flexible. As parents and as teachers and all of us, we need to be flexible. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that self-discipline pays off long term, even though it's hard.
You see, real quick, I'll be quick with the thought. It was when you join the Canadian Armed Forces and we have the biggest, eight wing there in Trenton, Air Force Base in the country, the military, we're always told, I remember in high school when they would come for recruiting, we'll teach you discipline. So, you know, self-discipline, obviously in the military, because there's a certain code of conduct that they have to adhere to.
Well, that's right. And there's a purpose for that, right? Because do you want to put yourself in a risky situation with someone who doesn't have self-discipline? No. Similarly, do you want to get married to someone who doesn't have self-discipline? If you ask that question around how does it affect relationships? It affects every aspect of our lives. And people, you know, think that self-discipline people are just rigid and they don't like to have fun. That's not true. Self-discipline actually opens up a whole other way of living that is freeing.
You wanted to give a big shout out to the Eastside Secondary Ravens. They're in a football championship game today in Peterborough. You mentioned that to us.
And, yeah, well, that's Mr. Lambert wasn't able to talk with us this morning because he was heading to CASA. So congratulations to Eastside Secondary.
And St. Teresa's, the Titans, they're in a championship game today at 1 o'clock at Mary Ann Sills Park. What are you looking at? The three of you looking at me.
And Eastside is going to CASA.
Eastside!
Thanks, Sean. You still here?
You ready?
Can I do the news now?
All right, take it away.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.